Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Family, you are listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. It is Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. I'm excited. We are back again with Advocate Rufus Malaji. We are on marriages. So we're going to push it until we are satisfied. And everybody, each and every one of us has gotten clarity on what is marriage exactly, legally, spiritually, and otherwise. And do remember, Advocate is not just Advocate, he's also a reverend. And so we are talking from all angles. Papa, how are you this afternoon?
Okay. All right. Good afternoon, Sibongile. Thank you very much for having me. And I'm glad and I'm ready to talk and empower the family on this subject of marriage.
We opened a lot of kind of worms last week, mm-hmm. and I think it's only fair that we continue until everybody's questions have been answered. I would like for us today to check the types of marriages that are there, because I remember last week Papa was trying to explain what is marriage, and there's a difference between a white wedding and marriage, because in so many Christian churches, you would find people's marriages are not recognized because they were not wearing white. They didn't have a pastor in church with them blessing the marriage. So maybe let's talk about the different types that are there, starting with explaining this part again, just for clarity.
Yes, we have got the customary marriage, we have got the civil marriage. Mm-hmm. Civil marriage can, depending on how the parties would like to have their property shared or not shared, it will be in community of property or out of community of property. Mm-hmm. So that's apart from the customary marriage you were talking about last week.
Okay, so let's explain them. Let's go deeper into them. What are we talking about? When you're saying customary, does it only involve lobola? And then what are we talking about when we're talking about civil marriage? Are we talking signature? Exactly what is it? Do you or are you also expected to sign for customary?
Right. Civil marriage, it's what we normally call Western type of marriage. That is not African, but we have actually adopted that even as Africans, most of us, especially Christians, we do civil marriage. Civil marriage does not necessarily mean that you are going to have a white dress and all that celebration, as I've already indicated. Mm. You go to a marriage officer, you get married, you get the marriage certificate, and you do not necessarily have to do any rituals that are sometimes done in terms of the customary marriages. You just say, here we are, we want to get married.
Yeah.
Then there's a marriage officer, mm-hmm. and then you've got your witnesses, and then you are above the age of 18, both of you. It means consent is not a problem. And then you say, we want to get married, and then you sign, and then you become husband and wife, and then you will decide if it's going to be in community of property or out of community of property. So if it's in community of property, it means you're going to share all that you are having, whatever you had when you came into the marriage, whatever you brought, whether you are bringing 2 billion rand worth of assets, and the other one is bringing 200 rands, it becomes yours, all of you, because you now establish what we call a joint estate. Mm. You are then it means what is yours is mine, what is mine is yours, and Yes, but if you don't want that situation, you can have a civil marriage, but still decide to have what we call, in most countries they call it an anti-nuptial contract.
Yes.
They call it a prenup. We call it anti-nuptial contract. ANC. No, ANC yes. is not as in as in politics, but in law, in marriage.
Yes.
We call it an anti-nuptial contract. Mm-hmm. What is that? That is a contract that the parties enter into, that they sign before they get married.
Mm.
It comes before the actual signing of the marriage, entering into marriage. You can decide this week you are going to go to a lawyer to agree as to how you want to arrange your matrimonial regime.
Okay.
How you want to deal with the issue of property as to who is bringing what and whether you want to share that or whether you want to exclude this out of community of property. So before you can even get into the marriage itself, then you have this contract.
Mm-hmm.
Where you agree, no, we are not going to share anything, or you are going to share only, this, but otherwise it's out and out, where everyone is going to keep their property.
Right.
Then you have that.
Mm-hmm.
By the time you go to before a marriage officer, remember here you are not before a marriage officer, you are before, a notary. Who is going to help you with that?
Yeah.
But that document is then going to be, it's going to be sent to the Home Affairs, so that they may know that this has been it's going to be registered in the registry to mm-hmm. say there is this contract.
Mm.
So before that and after that, then once it is registered, then you come back. You get to the marriage officer and say, look, we are getting married. And then he'll be asking you, how are you getting married? No, we have entered into an anti-nuptial contract. Mm-hmm. Here it is. Mm-hmm. Here is a copy. And then you can take your vows and then before the marriage officer.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have your marriage. You are now married by civil rights, as they say. And then the issue of celebration, as we say, the wedding, what we call the white wedding, whatever, that can come. It doesn't matter. It's not affected by this. As I said, this is marriage we are talking about here.
Mm.
This formalities, these legalities that we are talking about. But when it comes to celebration, they can then celebrate.
Mm.
It doesn't matter whether you have... then that's just a celebration. It's just an indication that no, you are married.
Mm.
But when it comes to marriage is this thing. This is what we call marriage.
Okay, but now, what are the reasons? Most of the reasons people take the ANC.
All right, there are a few reasons.
Mm.
Number one, it could be that. They realize that life is unpredictable.
Mm-hmm.
People normally fall into financial difficulties when they are only having their joint estate.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that, remember, when you are having a joint estate, it means you are jointly and severally liable for all your debts.
Mm-hmm.
If Sibongile, who came with 2 million rand into the marriage, happens to fall into difficulties, and I was having 200,000 rand, that could help us if it was not made to be in a joint estate.
Mm.
We are both in trouble.
Mm.
So the whole marriage is in trouble, because if they come and repossess the cars that you brought by Sponile and my cars and our house and everything, then we're going to be in trouble. So that's one economic consideration, to say, okay, if we are married out of community of property in that fashion, then it means that if Sponile gets into trouble, at least what is mine, the creditors won't touch.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Then they won't touch that, and therefore maybe that can help us. Then we can start afresh. She can, I'll cover her as long as she's still married to me. My estate will take care of the business of our family. But if we don't have two estates, we have only one, then we are both in trouble.
Okay.
So normally it's done for that, because you know, when the creditors come, normally they ask whose property is this? Can you attach it?
Yes,
all that.
Yes, but I another reason. Yes,
another reason it could be that maybe this marriage is not the first marriage. Both parties maybe come from another marriage or so.
Yes.
And then there are children already that were born, who were born in these marriages. And it is only fair and prudent not to allow your love to blind you, to say, look, we are married, and then we might get married in community of property no matter what. And then that may negatively affect the rights of the children in your property. So to keep peace and to make sure that the blended family remains at peace, it's better to keep the joint, I mean the estate, separate in that fashion. So it helps. It's either, yes, or either somebody was divorced, and then there's property and all that. There are so many dynamics. You know, one was widowed and all that. So it's advisable that you can just keep it that way. Marriage, to show that people are married and they are in love, it's not only when they are married in community of property.
Okay.
People can be married in community of property, but you still find that they are not necessarily happily married because of that. So that is very important for one to notice. I know there are a lot of Christians. I remember in the past that normally it would be said, no, as a Christian, you are
active. You can't. Yes. I was
in community.
I wanted to come to that after Papa has spoken about all of this, because yes, that has been happening a lot, where people are told that then it means you do not love your significant other because you want to be married out of community of property.
And remember, you know, people who regardless of the type of marriage, they can be so united, so supportive of one another, even twins. Somebody can be having a separate estate, but you find that in reality, if we want something to be done, we simply look at who is having the necessary funds. And then without any issue, it's not a question of, can I borrow from you? It becomes natural, regardless. Some people may not even realize that actually these two
are married out of community of property.
Exactly.
Yes.
There are cars, somebody's coming with an Uno, another one is having
a Range
Rover.
Not mention their names.
We're all driving them, you know? We're all driving them, and there's no... No one can even tell whose car is which.
Okay. You know? All right.
Yes.
The customary, before I can bring the two worlds together, can we define then the customary, what it involves as well, and last time we said automatically when you are in a customary marriage, you are in community of property.
Yes. Mm. Yes, when you are in a customary marriage, has got a default, in community of property. And people do not know that. Mm. Sometimes thought you can, if you are married by civil rights, you are better off. You are the one who is married in community of property.
It's not like that.
No, it's actually the opposite.
Yeah. You know. Okay.
The both marriages are equal before the law.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's what we said last week about that one.
So yes. What does it involve? The customary one. I know we spoke vast about it last week, but just for somebody who's listening to us for the first time, a quick one to say, what does it involve?
It involves, firstly, two people who are above the age of 18 years agreeing and giving their consent to get married, and families being involved. Negotiating, the marriage, the rituals, depending from one tribe to another. But generally, it would involve the elders negotiating, the uncles, whatever, and they come together to negotiate the bride price, which is lobola, and then they agree on that. And then once that is done, there are also witnesses. These days, we even have to write down the agreements and what was paid. And then after that, those who were slaughtered, but it's not necessary for some, as I said, our culture, for example, is not necessary.
Yeah, it differs from one culture to another.
Yes, because that is even more spiritual, but that is not necessary. And then after that, there's a handover of the bride. So now she's ours because we are not owing anything. We've done everything that we're supposed to do. And it's always advisable, as I said, within 90 days, go and register with Home Affairs. So we're married through custom, and then can you get a certificate? And then you get your certificate.
Okay.
But it does not necessarily mean that if there was never an opportunity to have it registered, then it's invalid. It is still valid as long as you can prove there's evidence, there are people who witness that, and especially the written part, it can be produced.
Okay.
And these days, really, you can't say, we did not even do anything like writing. Most people are a bit literate, if not completely literate. There are those who may be half literate who can assist in doing that.
Okay. Let's take a break and then come back. So, Lana ge papa riri umakotu
nguwetu. Yes.
Riri matwali.
They've done everything.
Aribuweli murao. Risina makoti. Let's take a break and come back. We're going to take the sounds of Sam Adibanjo, and the title of the song is Righteousness. We're coming back. Don't touch the dial.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart. Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Yazisa ngeshishini lakho ku Radio Bullpit. Ubuyele kwisimo esiphilileyo. I Radio Bullpit ine 40 years yasungulwayo. Kwaye nabaphulaphuli abangaphaya kwe 400,000. Sinikela ngepackages ukuncedisana nawe ukuphuhlisa ishishini lakho. Tsalela uSanet ku 012-334-1254. Okanye uthumele umyalezo ku sanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Okanye uthumele igama advertise ku SMS ku 37871. Standard rates apply.
You're still on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You're on 657 AM. It is Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. Well, we are not live today, so we are unable to take your calls, but we're promising that we are going to be live soon where you can even ask your questions and Advocate Rufus Malachi answers you. We are talking about the different types of marriages, and we just got a clarity of what a civil marriage is and what a customary marriage is. Now, Papa, there is a case that was on, like, it's one of the A-class people in South Africa who took each other to court. They were going through a divorce, and it took very long for them to finish that process, and there were so many things that were said, and at the beginning it looked like the wife was not going to get anything because there was a prenup that was signed, some ANC that was signed, an agreement that was signed, and it looked like she's not getting anything. And I remember how South Africa was divided. Others were really celebrating about it, and others were like really at her mercy. I mean, crying for her to say, Mara, why? Because she was the wife and now she has the children. Why not benefit from what her husband has already accomplished? And then the tables turned. For everybody who was watching, it was like, what just happened? It just flipped. Now the wife is getting half of what the husband gets. And it is because there was a customary marriage. So in our African culture, you find there's the customary part as well. The lobolas, the written letters, the witnesses and everything. Then there is the civil marriage. So people would be married in two different ways, but anyways. How does that one works? So does it mean that because I think what was the confusion for many was, so what does it mean for people who have an ANC but they are married in customary? Does that case change the whole nature of things in South Africa where marriage is concerned? Or it has always been like that, where because of that customary marriage, the wife benefits?
Remember, you can't decide to marry anyone anytime, especially if you are married through a customary law. There must be consent. There must be consent by your first wife that you want to get married to another. And unlike in the past, there's no such a thing as saying a civil marriage supersedes a customary marriage. So if somebody was married by custom, you cannot decide to say, okay, now I don't really like this one. I'm going to secretly get married to another one, by civil rights. You can't do that, because if you do that, that will be invalid. The marriage that will be still valid is the one that is according to custom. Mm-hmm. Because in the past, people used to do that, and you find that somebody knows that I am married, but I'm married by custom. And then somewhere down the line, and you hear that this person has married somebody else through a different type of marriage. It is not allowed. Once it's proven that there was indeed a customary marriage before that, it means that customary marriage is the one that is reigns supreme. That it doesn't matter what happened subsequent to that, what was signed with who. It's irrelevant. You cannot do that. It's actually fraud. It could even be said that you try to commit bigamy, because bigamy is not allowed.
In this case, was a matter of the wife not getting anything from the separation because of an anti-nuptial contract that they signed. And suddenly the customary marriage was lifted, and because of that, it was seen as, even though they have signed the ANC, then she is legible to get the half of the husband, whatever that the husband accumulated over the years.
But if you are married through a customary marriage, the ANC doesn't come into the picture.
Sure, but
the
now
automatic.
sorry, Pap. But now that's where the confusion comes in with South Africans, and with everyone, because people get into the ANC forgetting that they have paid lobola, and then after they've done the ANC, they go sign for civil marriage as well and get a civil certificate. And then they believe that then, I don't think they even think about that lobola. I don't even think that they think about what transpired there, that it applies now. So that's how it turned out.
You cannot get married to one person twice using different types of marriages. You can only get married to one person using one type of marriage.
Okay.
ANC only happens when somebody is getting married through a civil marriage. If you were married already through customary marriage,
yes,
that customary marriage stands.
Yeah.
So you cannot try and cancel it by saying now
we have an ANC.
Yes, exactly. And there must be, yes, you can have, if you want to have a proper change of matrimonial regime, it must be clearly said. But you can't just ignore the fact that there was this marriage and you begin to treat it as if it never happened.
That as if it doesn't exist. So yes, what does it mean for us, especially Christians as well, who marry so many different types of marriages?
With one person.
Yes. Mara Akir Papa, it's first the lobola and the signing of the uncles and the blessings from the family and the letter that's there. In other families, they have a stamp and they would go goo. Stamp the whole letter as well and seal it and put it nicely somewhere there to say this was proof that they got married like this. And then afterwards, then there are those other cultural things that happen. And then afterwards, there's the signing with the pastor or with the officiator at the home affairs. So you have, with blacks, we have those kind of marriage. So a person would be married in that manner. And that's why last time I was saying, when is it marriage? Is it marriage signed, sealed, delivered? Once the family has blessed the two and said, we are done, here's the letter, the uncles and both families have the letter, the copy, and that's a marriage. Or we wait, because that was where the confusion was, especially in Christendom, to say, then we wait and you are told, no, you cannot even touch her. That's not your wife until you stand in front of the pastor. until you're signed.
In Christendom,
yeah.
Normally. Mm-hmm. In Christendom, normally, the issue of the lobola and all that is done to celebrate with the family. Normally, there's not even a celebration there, or even on that day. It is done with the purpose of saying, yes, she is going to get married. It becomes very clear that the lobola is just part of the traditional thing to do, but we know very well that the wedding is going to be on such and such a day. And between that time mm-hmm. and that day when the pastor will be laying hands on both of you, declaring you husband and wife, mm-hmm. you are not yet married. You are not supposed to come even next to each other. Mm. But the one that we're talking about today, it can be done, and then they can even take the makoti immediately mm-hmm. and go home the same day. It's those people who are not necessarily Christians, and that is allowed.
But in other families...
Remember,
yes, Baba. But yes. In other families where people come from in our churches, yes. the Christian churches, yes. we find yes. that in those families, they are already blessed without the pastor. They are already taking the makoti and whether la batla or alibatli, but because the family has declared. Well, sometimes, like you said last time, if the parents have spoken, we also respect that. But yes. yeah, but I found there's that confusion to say then it's not recognized as a marriage, even when the parents yes. have blessed that person.
That is, as I say, there's a, as children of God, somebody who has accepted Christ, mm-hmm. they know for sure that the marriage will be when a pastor declares them according to the word of God to say you are now husband and wife. Mm. Even if we get, we can pay lobola this week mm. on a Wednesday, mm. And do whatever with the family. As mm. a Christian, I know that I will have to wait until I appear before the pastor, or at least. That's the ideal situation. but somebody who does not know God, uh-huh. it's fine for them. They can immediately.
But now, let me ask Papa a yes. question. Does it then override what has happened at home, even if the couple is willing to wait, yes, but their families have declared them married. Bafedi itse go gae abaditseni tsa lona tseo tsa di white wedding. They so are we going to say then it's only going to be a marriage when they have the pastor in front of them?
Let me give you an example with me.
Yes, sir.
I think the lobola was paid around December, mm-hmm. and according to my parents who were not yet born again then,
yes,
I could have taken on my wife immediately. Mm. There wouldn't have been any problem. And but as a child of God, we knew that no, must wait mm-hmm. until the day of the wedding, mm-hmm. after the brethren, witnesses, mm-hmm. pastor, everybody would have come to witness, and according to the scriptures, he would pronounce a blessing upon us and say, "You are now declared husband and wife."
Yes.
According to people who are not, I'm trying to make a difference between people who
are not yes.
Christians
yes.
and those who are Christians.
Yes.
Those who are Christians can never say, "Look, we did this before our parents. Don't tell us anything in the church. You just admit that we are married and that's it." It's not like that. If you are a child of God, you have to wait until such time. If you want to immediately go and establish a family. Then bring a pastor immediately after your rituals.
Yeah.
Immediately, then he must be there to pronounce your husband
and wife. But legally,
otherwise, it is not acceptable.
So legally, when we're looking at it legally.
Legally. That's why I'm saying legally. Uh-huh. Where I'm separating between legally.
Okay.
And biblically.
Uh-huh.
They are two different things.
Uh-huh.
In this country, we all live and submit ourselves under the law.
Yes.
And then the law of the country,
uh-huh.
the law of the land, and the law of God are two.
Uh-huh.
They are different.
Uh-huh.
This, yes, there are certain things that are legally okay, but not spiritually okay.
Yes, so I hear you.
If we are governed by both, but the one that is above is the one that is the law of the Bible.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to say. Yes.
Yeah. Hey, but so when it comes to and our time is now almost over, but when it comes to then one getting married in that manner, how black people get married. So are we saying to the family, even if you can sign an ANC, the customary marriage will continuously and always speak? Even though you're married, again, you have a civil certificate. Because of the case that had happened has like kind of shocked many in South Africa.
As I said, the issue of paying lobola as Christians, it's not the end of the story, like when people are not necessarily governed by the word of God. It can end there if you are not subjecting yourself to the law of God. As we said the other day, it was God Himself who declared this Adam and Eve married. So as Christians, we honor our parents.
Hmm.
They want lobola to be paid. You can't just say, "Ah, now I'm not going to get lobola paid. I'm just going to get married." You will definitely, you'll bring World War III in the family. And the Bible says we must honor our parents.
Yes.
So we honor them because of that. It's not everybody who believes in the whole issue of lobola anyway.
Uh-huh.
There are people who feel that lobola must not be an issue that will prevent me from getting married. And they subject themselves to that. And some of them even say, "Look, Waka, I don't want him to, please don't charge him more than 50,000 rands. Otherwise, if you do that, you will cause me to say I'm going to get married without any lobola having been paid." So we do these things not necessarily as like people who are not Christians, who to them is the first and the last, is the most sacrosanct, tradition that must be made, and after that everything is done. No, with Christians, not everything is done. We still feel that that part we're doing it for the sake of honoring our traditions and our parents, but we know that by the time we spend in the presence of the congregation,
mm-hmm.
in the presence of the pastor,
mm-hmm.
and then the hands are laid on us, we feel we're in the presence of God, who is the creator of marriage.
Okay.
And it's only then that we feel that we have done the right thing. The other thing,
mm-hmm.
we do it because we want to
I think that one, Papa,
I mean,
is...
if somebody's serious.
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody's a serious Christian,
uh-huh.
You cannot just say, "Hey, once it's in my heart today, I'm going to my husband. From today, we're going to sleep together." No, you can't do that.
Okay. I think that part is clear. I think that part is clear. But what I was asking was now with the laws, going back to the case that shocked the world, that shocked South Africa, to say everybody thought that now, because they are separating, she's not getting anything because of the antenuptial contract. But then everything turned. She is getting 50% because there was lobola paid and there was proof of that and the evidence and the signatures and everything else.
Yes, I think another thing the law looks at is what we call the interest of justice. Fairness also.
Yeah.
Because people get to be to use some tactics in order to swindle or to deprive others of their rights.
Sure.
And they'll use any, what should I say?
Fighting tactic.
Tactics. And at the end of the day, as a presiding officer, as a judge, you also look at what, if you have got two sides, which might make sense in either way, you look at the one that will bring justice into the picture.
Okay.
And now you have got this one, and will it be in the interest of justice to say somebody all of a sudden must lose everything because of this or not? And then you look at it and say no. But looking at both these two views, it will be in the interest of justice to do this. Whether it's going to be appealed in this case or not, I don't know. But I think the judge looked at that also to say, but this does not make sense. Why was that came thereafter? Why in the first place? Because normally when you're coming up with an ANC, it must be done before. So how can somebody just they recognize that this is the traditional customary union, but all of a sudden along the way do this to an unsuspecting partner who probably did not know what was happening. So it's something like that. In law, there's no open and shut case. Anyone can come and say and argue it their own way. And at the end of the day, there's also discretion that is with the presiding officer.
Yeah. Papa, thank you so much for another day. I can't wait to have more talk when we come back with the family. How do we get hold of you if we'd like to be in contact with you?
My number is 071-264-3860. 071-264-3860. That's where even a WhatsApp can be sent. If it's a call,
yes,
it can only be done during the week between 10 and 4.
All righty then. Thank you so much, Advocate Rufus Malachi, for educating us in these. I think we need that. Yo, right, talker to Toe. So may God keep keeping you.
It's very important, especially during these days. There are people get to be conned, to be deceived. So it's important for people to know their rights.
Yeah.
It's very important for people not to be taken aback. Only at the end, it can be so painful that it will not be possible to reverse the hurt that can result.
Yeah. And family, that is Advocate Rufus Malachi. And do remember, only office hours just after 10, and not before 10 o'clock, 071-264-3860.
Connecting you with Christ. Download our app and listen to our podcasts.
I'm signing out. You and I are meeting again tomorrow, same time, same place. And we say hello to Germany, Johan Elson, something else. Do enjoy the rest of our shows. And do remember that after Germany, Johan Elson, you are also going to have Lukomkweri Puti with you on Spectrum. Do enjoy the rest of our shows. We love you. And I'm going to leave you with the sounds of Lionel Richie, Love, Oh Love. Have a great one, and may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of our Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. And we say hello to Germany, Johan Els.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.